This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Yaz, dill sauce was perfect.
Oh, Oliver, how you doing?
Oh, fine, thanks. Busy afternoon?
Yeah, we've been flat out, but worth it, I think. The feedback seemed pretty good.
Oh, more than good. Linda tells me the delegates were singing your praises.
Yeah, well, team effort, obviously, but thanks, I'll pass it on.
I just came to say I'm off to the airport shortly.
Yeah, you're definitely putting it up for sale then.
Have to, I'm afraid.
Sorry, that'll be tough for you.
But it was always our villa, Ian. Our beautiful villa. It can't be just mine.
No.
I'll be back in a fortnight, I hope. See you then.
Actually, Oliver, just, you know, only when you've got more time, can I ask you about your fostering?
Yeah, of course.
I know it's different, but actually, Adam and I are considering adopting, so it'd be great to pick your brains if that's okay.
Phoebe mentioned it in the shop earlier. Marvellous news.
Well, I suppose Jennifer told her.
She remembered some of our foster children, you see. She was tremendously excited about the idea.
Well, so are we.
You're right, of course. Fostering's very different. But I'd be delighted to share my experience.
I mean, well, we're only looking into it at the moment, obviously.
You might have to explain that to young Phoebe. She seems to think you'll have a child by the time she gets back from holiday.
Well, which gives us about 3 weeks.
The impatience of youth. I look back fondly on our time fostering teenagers.
Teenagers? You were brave.
No, they were lovely young people on the whole, struggling for a whole host of reasons. It was very sobering.
I'll bet.
But a lot of fun, too. I can honestly say there was never a dull moment.
Hey, Pip! What's that gate done to you?
Uh-huh. What are you doing here?
On my way to gosling duty. Rex says he's fixed the fence, so no swimming this time.
Phew. This is a bit of a detour for you, isn't it?
I fancied a walk. Shall I hold this?
Oh, thanks. Are Rex and Anisha playing cricket?
Yeah, they wanted to make a day of it, so I offered my help again.
You're being a good brother, Toby.
That's exactly the tone he used. Can't I be nice without everyone getting suspicious?
Sorry.
Although, as it happens, I am hoping for some privacy tonight for me and Kitty.
Ah, your new squeeze.
I mowed the lawn for Bert earlier, so he'll partake in cribbage elsewhere, and Rex will stay at Anisha's, leaving us to have a quiet evening in chez moi. Though I say quiet...
All right, Toby, it's too much information.
Sorry.
I've got water troughs to check. Have fun with the goslings.
Pip, I couldn't ask you a really small favour.
Oh, here we go.
You see... Kitty was asking about my exes, so I mentioned you, and she said... It's quite funny, really.
It doesn't sound it.
She said she'd like to meet you.
What do you mean? Why?
It's natural to be curious about...
Curious, yes, but you don't have to meet them.
She'd like to... In fact, she's sort of insisting...
No way! That's just weird!
I just want her to see that you're not a threat.
Oh, thanks. I've got to go.
She's coming to the bull later. Please, I'll owe you.
You won't, because I'm not doing it.
Pip!
Bye, Toby!
Carly wouldn't say a word to us at first, barely made eye contact. Caroline was convinced something was terribly wrong. Then in walks Chris Carter, and hey presto, Carly was transformed.
What did Susan think?
Susan was not impressed. Chris, on the other hand...
Yeah, had a spring in his step.
He certainly did. It was challenging stuff, but boy, did we have an exciting few years.
Good afternoon, gents.
Hi.
Linda's ordered your taxi to the airport, Oliver. 20 minutes, she said.
Oh, thanks. Well, I better finish packing. Well, by the way, Roy, put me down for £50 for Tash's leaving present. She'll be sorely missed front of house.
You're telling me.
Righto.
We'll catch up when I get back, Ian. Bye.
Thanks, Oliver.
Yeah, cheers. He's cutting it fine.
Mm.
It's like Phoebe this morning. She started repacking her rucksack, nearly missed a flight.
About front of house, is it true Joey's taken over?
Well, it's not decided yet, but his record's good. Linda has her doubts, mind you.
Yeah, well, I'm with Linda. They hate him in here. He's far too moody.
Really? Oh, cursing those Duxford sisters, stealing our lovely Tash.
Oh, it's a great opportunity.
Why is staffing such a hassle?
Well, yeah, Adam was saying that last night. Jeff's off with a bad back, so Johnny's standing in, which went down like a lead balloon at Bridge Farm, according to Helen.
Oh, I've had enough of work. I'm knocking off. Fancy a pint?
Yeah, definitely.
I could do with bending your ear, actually.
Well, only if I can bend yours. I've got a lot on my mind, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. I want to hear all about the adoption.
What? Who told you?
Phoebe Saturday, Susan first thing, Linda 10 minutes ago. Take your pick, mate.
Hey, you seen this?
Oh, hi, Tracy. No, what is it?
This woman has had so much plastic surgery, her own kids didn't recognise her.
Really?
Why do that to yourself?
Can't beat natural.
Although, blimey, you look knackered.
Thanks. I'm working quite hard.
It's too hard, by the looks of it.
Aren't you supposed to be playing cricket?
Ah, they wiped the floor with us.
Oh.
Everyone went off in a huff.
Oh, dear. But you're okay?
Oh, we could do with cheering up and all.
You could buy that magazine.
No point, I've read it now. Susan's got the kids, so I should fetch them home. Oh, that's a nice card.
It's Josh's birthday this week.
Ooh, when's the party?
Just a family drink.
That's just what I fancy now. Join me?
Sorry?
Up the ball. That'd cheer me up. A nice big glass of wine.
I'm not going there. Sorry.
How come?
Toby's... nothing. No, it's silly.
Oh, come on. Tell your Auntie Tracy.
No, no, it's fine. I'm just not in the mood.
Toby's there and you're trying to avoid him?
Well, not him.
Ah, not him, but his new bit of stuff. I heard she's a looker. I expect you're feeling jealous. Is that it?
No, no, not at all. I mean, I finished with him. It's fine, but... Wait, he wants me to meet her and prove there's nothing between us anymore. Can you believe that?
Okay, that's weird, but at least you could do, isn't it?
Pardon?
It was quite cruel the way you finished with it.
Tracy!
And if you don't go, it looks like you've got something to hide. This girl could be just what Toby needs, and it'd all be your fault.
But it's nothing to do with
Their
me.
Their whole relationship might depend on you. You want him to move on, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do.
So let's give your ex a hand with his love life, yeah?
And that's two.
Cheers, Toby.
I'm only covering for Jolene until my girlfriend arrives, then we're off.
What, you staying around here?
No, she's more a classy wine bar, clubbing, top restaurants kind of girl.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Tracy. Hey, Pip, you came. Oh, thank you.
I'm not staying long.
Hello, Ian. Roy.
Tracy. Shall we sit outside?
Yeah. Yeah, catch the evening sun.
See you later.
Cheers, lads. So, what are you drinking? Anything you like? On me.
I don't really want anything.
We'll have a bottle of house red, thanks.
I didn't mean... I'm thanking Pip for coming.
She wouldn't be here if it weren't for me.
Okay, half a Shires, then I'm back to work.
I'll have a ginormous glass of red then, Toby.
Oh, all right.
But I still think this is a mistake.
No, it'll be fine. And Toby can fill us in on his new totty. How old is she? She got kids? Is she loaded? And most importantly, what we both really want to know...
Sorry?
..is what the hell she sees in you.
Yeah, I don't have Miss Abby. Kills me.
Yeah, it can't be easy.
Well, when they're little... You think you know every little thing about them. But they keep surprising you. I mean, Phoebe's still a mystery to me sometimes.
But overall?
Oh, overall. Being a dad's the hardest thing I've done. You know, mentally, emotionally, physically, in the early days, it was so knackering. But it's the best thing I've done too. I mean, by far. So good on you, mate. Adopting's a great idea.
Yeah, well, I hope so. You know, I woke up last night worried I jinxed it all by telling people too soon.
Oh, that's silly.
Well, Adam wanted to keep it quiet then. I had a few glasses of wine.
Now it's right round the village.
Yeah.
But he's not angry, though, is he?
No, no, no. I was just excited about this information event we're going to on Tuesday. He understands.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, though.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm going to phone my mates in Sheffield who adopted last year.
We're joining you, lads.
Is that okay? Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can't listen to one more word about Wonder Woman.
Oh, Toby's new girlfriend?
Yeah, it is nauseating.
Why do you think we're out here? How was the cricket, Tracy? Oh,
pummeled. Where were you?
Oh, we've been at work all day.
Big conference.
Oh, quick, I'm sorry.
What are you doing? Roy?
Is that her?
How much makeup do you need?
Has she seen me?
Do you know her, Roy?
Yeah, but that's Kit. I dated her last month. Well, one date.
Surprise.
She's gone inside. You're all right.
What's she like?
Well, I've never met anyone so touchy. I literally couldn't say or do the right thing.
You prefer your new woman, eh, Roy?
Sorry? Oh, you mean Lexi?
Oh, he's blushing.
You'll miss her when she's gone home, eh?
I suppose so.
Which one's she from?
Bulgaria.
All seem the same to me.
Well, Bulgaria's much bigger.
So you're a real catch, Roy, eh?
Oh, I'm in monkey jeans and Kitty's dressed up to the nines. Look, I don't know why I came.
Tell you what, I'll suss her out. Ask a few questions. You can get me another wine while you wait.
Sorry?
Oh, I'll get around, shall I?
Oh, thanks, Roy. And don't worry, Pip. I'll be really subtle.
This is going to be worth seeing.
What's she going to say?
Uh-oh.
Honestly, Roy, I'm coming with you.
There's your 2 pints, a half, and a large red wine.
Oh, cheers.
And Pip, stay and meet Kitty.
Kit, you mean?
Kitty. She's freshening up in the ladies.
Where's Tracy gone?
She was Kit last month when we went for lunch.
You dated her?
I'm surprised she set foot in here again after all the moaning she did last time.
I'm sure she didn't.
Well, she's hard to please, mate.
I'm having no trouble in that department.
No, he doesn't mean like that, Toby.
If you can't handle the pace...
Well, I can't. Happy to admit it. She's not for me.
Unbelievable. Your girlfriend...
What's happening?
She just lost it.
Sweetheart? You okay?
What's going on?
Search me. I was singing Toby's praises, saying how nice of him it was to buy me and Pip a drink.
Well, why did you tell her that? Well, she's clearly got issues with me as it is.
I was trying to help him.
Well, I didn't even want a drink.
What's all the commotion?
You'd think I'd run over a dog.
I've had enough. Sorry, but I'm going.
Bye, Pip.
Later.
Our Susan keeps texting. She must have heard the crickets finished. Sorry to desert you boys, but I'd better rescue Brad and Chelsea. See ya.
Yeah, bye. I mean, typical. Just got my drink and all.
Yeah, look on the bright side, mate. You had a lucky escape there, Tracy and Kit.
Yeah, well, I know.
Now, Lexi, she's more right for you.
Yeah, but when she leaves, it's going to be terrible.
But, babe, I'm sorry, but it wasn't like that.
Blimey. Yeah, make the most of it, Roy. Cupid doesn't strike that often, eh?
Well, it doesn't look like it. Yeah. Maybe we should enjoy ourselves while we can.
Yeah, for sure. You're worrying too much.
Pot and kettle, Ian. So the whole village knows you're thinking of adopting. What difference does it make? It's something exciting and potentially wonderful.
Yeah, I suppose. Like you and Lexi.
Touché.
All right, look, let's make a deal. I'll promise to stop worrying over the adoption if you agree to make the most of your time with Lexi. Life's too short, don't you reckon?
Absolutely. Cheers.
Cheers.
And to be honest...
What?
Our future's looking a hell of a lot brighter than Toby Fairbrother's at the moment.
I'll drink to that.
This blasted trolley's got a mind of its own, and it squeaks.
I did warn you to test it first. Now, where's household gone?
Is that it, by the tills?
Oh, yes. Why do they keep moving things? Jennifer always knows where everything is. Did she ring you about Adam and Ian adopting?
Yes, yesterday. I thought she might be ringing to apologise about taking Johnny, but oh no.
It'll be a wonderful experience for him at Home Farm. Who better than Adam to give him an understanding of the land?
I think we've done that, Mum.
Oh, there's the polish. Top shelf. Can you reach?
It's the last one.
Now, let's go and pay.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, indeed. Working for Brian will help Johnny understand large-scale farming and the needs of a successful business.
We do run successful businesses at Bridge Farm, you know. Brian's ethical stance couldn't be more different.
So you keep saying.
Oh, this one's free.
Oh, I don't like these self-service machines. I like talking to a cashier.
It's quicker, though, Mum. I thought Johnny had taken on our principles about animal welfare and food quality.
Unidentified item in bagging area.
Oh, honestly.
Please wait for assistance.
What have I done now?
Tony, you're niggling over nothing. You're going to miss Johnny, is that it?
Of course we'll miss him. It's been like having a little bit of John back on the farm.
Ah, I see. Actually, I did notice he has quite a look of John at the moment.
No, he has, hasn't he?
Oh, here's an assistant. Oh, thank you, dear. Ridiculous contraptions. We needed a cashier anyway in the end, so what's the point? It must be very difficult for you. But you do know it's natural that young Johnny wants to spread his wings. It's nothing against you or Pat.
Yes, I know, but it's still
you
very...
You can't hold him back, dear, however sad it makes you feel. He isn't John.
No.
But I do think he loves you just as much.
You think so, Mum?
I'm certain of it.
Have another one. There you go. Oh, Lexi, would you like an apple tart?
Thank you, Mrs. Aldridge. They look lovely.
So, how are you getting on?
They needed help taking this polytunnel down, but I'll be back cleaning this afternoon.
There are 4 or 5 of the men's caravans left to do, is that right?
Mm, the worst ones.
Well, I'm sure we'll finish by the weekend. So, what do you think of my apple tarts?
Mm, very nice.
Yes, I thought so too. And I'm entering them in the flower and produce show on Sunday. I'm really quite hopeful.
Mm. You don't like too much cinnamon.
No, I'm very sparing.
Oh, okay. Yes, they're lovely.
Well, it's easy to use too much cinnamon. An amateur trick, in my view.
Actually, an old man called Cecil was telling me about the flower and produce show.
Oh, Cecil Jackson, was it?
We got talking in the shop.
Oh, well, it's a wonderful day. You just have to come, Lexi. There are prizes for everything. Fruit and vegetables and jams, desserts, cakes. Well, a whole range of categories.
Yes, I know.
The only trouble is people do get rather competitive, particularly the older men of the village.
Right, then, where's the best place?
Robert, what are you doing?
Oh, don't worry, Peggy. I'm not digging up your beautiful flower beds. I had this in the shed, as I was telling Christine. It might as well earn its keep.
But I don't want another bird feeder.
Yeah, because of the squirrels. Yeah, Kirsty told me. But this is squirrel-proof, see? Very clever, don't you think? So, where's the best position?
It's not really convenient. I've got shopping to put away.
Oh, don't mind me. I'll be in and out in 10 minutes.
Oh, but, wouldn't you like a nice cup of tea?
Nothing for me, thanks. Lindy's meeting me at the ball for lunch. Now, how about over there? Or is that too close to your roses?
Oh, much too close. Yeah. What's Linda reading now?
Grapes of Wrath, which is one of my favourites too. In fact, talking of which, this patch by the apple tree is a bit of a dust bowl, isn't it?
We leave that area clear.
It's perfect for this scent. Here we go.
No, Robert. It's really not a good idea.
Yeah, it won't take up too much room, don't worry. But we do need it nice and deep. Ooh. Is that a leg?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a dead blackbird.
Is it?
And there's a... I think it's a vole.
Oh, dear.
Heavens, a frog. Oh, no, a little robin. It's like an animal graveyard here.
Oh, well, I never... What on earth are you doing?
What am I doing?
Joe, you nearly give me a coronary. How come you're skulking behind that trellis?
Same as you, Bert Fry, checking out the competition. Have you seen his onions?
I was looking at his marrows and them parsnips.
Yeah, I couldn't see in his greenhouse what was them shade glass up, but Eddie said it's a place of wonder.
Cecil Jackson's been a very busy bloke.
He's only been here 5 minutes.
Yeah, it usually takes years to get to know your soil properly.
Yes. What do you reckon he's entering in the show, then?
Well, he could enter everything I've seen so far, and he might win.
Yeah, but he oughtn't to be winning in his first year. It ain't fair.
Oh, Lord, he's home. Can we get out the back?
He wouldn't ring his own doorbell.
Oh, no.
Hold your nerve, Bert Fry. Follow me.
Oh, Lord, it's that picker girl at the door.
Yeah, Roy Tucker's a bit of skirty.
Ah, hello, Joe. Bert, isn't it?
Hey, how do you do?
Yeah, hello.
Is Cecil in his garden, then?
Ah, no.
We saw a dog go in there. You can't have his lovely vegetables getting dug up, can we?
Ah, those are the ones for the flower and produce show. That is why I'm here. He was telling me about it yesterday, but then he rushed off to the doctor's.
Oh, so you've got some questions?
Yes, since he is the expert.
Expert, Cecil?
Yeah, we're the experts, Missy.
Aha, okay. He did say you sometimes win things.
Sometimes?
Yeah, what's his game?
I heard about the desserts category and wondered if he had any tips.
Ah, no, my Frieda always did well in desserts. It's a question of giving them something they're not expecting, she used to say.
Surprising the judges.
Except it's Ian Craig judging, so who do you surprise a professional chef, eh? Oh, you've got no chance.
Well, someone's got to win, Joe.
But anyone can enter.
Oh, yeah, even the kiddies have a go.
Yeah, George has got some marvellous tomatoes this year.
Oh, well, thank you. You've been really helpful. Oh, I think that's Cecil coming across the green.
What? Oh, blimey, so it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's at the time.
Don't you want to tell him about the dog?
No.
No, false alarm. Best not to worry him, eh?
Yeah, yeah, boy then.
Oh,
boy.
Okay. Goodbye.
I've never seen anything like it. That's at least 9 small animals I've dug up.
The neighbourhood cats do tend to favour that patch, I notice. Not Hilda, of course.
Cats don't usually bury their victims. It does seem like we've got a serial killer on the loose. Oh, here's Hilda.
Oh, off you go, Hilda. I'll feed you in a minute.
Yeah.
Shoo now.
Hang on a minute. What's that in her jaws?
Is there something?
Mouse.
Is it?
A real mouse. Oh, the poor thing's not quite dead. Give it to me, you horrible. Ah. Well, it's dead now.
Oh, naughty Hilda.
All these corpses are her doing, aren't they?
Possibly.
And you're the one burying the bodies.
You make it sound so sinister.
Well, I won't be leaving the bird feeder. I refuse to encourage that beast's savage tendencies.
But it's natural feline behaviour. You can't blame her.
Do whatever you have to, Peggy, but this stops now. Good day.
Oh, dear.
Okay, then. All right. Bye, Johnny. Damn.
Oh, Tony, there you are.
Oh, hello.
Gosh, aren't they magnificent?
Real beauties, eh? You didn't have to traipse up here, Jennifer. You should have phoned me.
You were engaged.
Oh, yes. Johnny was ringing from college.
Has that one got something wrong with her eye?
Yeah, I was just having a look. Yeah, he's picking up some paperwork for me to sign.
Oh, good. Adam needs cover straight away. They'll be flat out drilling wheat at Brookfield tomorrow.
And our potato harvest starts this week, so we'll be busy too. A lot busier without Johnny.
But Adam's paying you for him. Isn't that the arrangement? So you can then get cover.
It's not that easy.
Well, I thought you'd try and be pleased, Tony, even if you weren't grateful.
Grateful?
Tony, I thought you were okay with this. Johnny seemed to think you were. But if you're not...
That's not what I'm saying, Jennifer. I'm just stressed about the potatoes, that's all.
Oh, well. No one's forcing anyone to do anything.
No.
Anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. Now, I wouldn't ask, but Mum did seem quite desperate.
Mum? What's happened? She was fighting fit this morning.
Well, it's not her. It's Hilda Ogden.
Oh, that blessed cat.
Yeah, it seems that Hilda has a taste for the local wildlife. Goodness knows what Alistair can suggest, but she's arranged to see him on Wednesday afternoon, but I'll be in Felbsham, and it seems that everybody else is busy, especially when I mention Hilda's name.
Oh, don't look at me. I did my bit this morning.
One trip to the supermarket? We take her every week. So can you take her and Hilda to the vets on Wednesday or not?
Not.
Oh, really, Tony, can't you at least try to be helpful?
I'll tell you what I will do. I'll take that vicious little moggy to the vets for its final journey, if you get my meaning. I'd be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, wouldn't we all?
This is where you're hiding, eh?
You stop right there.
Eh?
If you've come to spy on me vegetables, Joe, you can turn straight round.
You what? Why would I spy on you? Your weedy marrow's any threat to mine, Bert Fry. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Well, get going then. Clear off. You've no business here, have you?
Yeah, well, I hadn't got a white hanky on me, but if I did, I'd wave it.
What do you want about, Joe?
I want a gardener's truce. Just for a minute, because we got things to discuss. don't you reckon?
Ah, all right. Cecil, you mean?
Yeah. And I've been thinking, the only way to defeat that kind of enemy is to join forces.
How do you mean?
We need to put our heads together and work out a plan. Otherwise, come Sunday, Cecil Ruddy Jackson will win every category hands down.
Is this the right room, do you reckon?
I'm not sure.
Excuse me, is this the adoption event?
Yeah, busy, isn't it? But info packs are there, coffee and biscuits over there. Sorry, I'm not one of the social workers. We just got here incredibly early. I didn't want to be late.
Thanks. I'll get the pack. Do you want coffee?
Yeah, okay. Not sure if I'll manage to drink it, though. Bit nervous.
Oh, I'm glad someone else feels the same. I can't bring myself to sit down. I mean, Rashid's been laughing at me, haven't you?
I'm always laughing at you, hon. You're my daily entertainment.
Pratt. I'm Sian.
I'm Ian, and that's Adam.
And laughing boy is Rashid.
How are you doing?
Yeah, great. Yeah, where do we sit, do you think?
They sit anywhere. Look, I'll grab us some seats before they're all gone.
Okay. I can't believe we're finally here. Feels like we've been waiting ages for today to come.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to get a cancellation.
Yeah, it's friends of ours who cancelled. She's just found out she's pregnant.
Wow.
Lucky girl.
Here we go.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
Yeah, it smells worse than it tastes. Have you come far?
Evesham.
Oh. We're here just to listen, really, aren't we?
Just to get an idea, you know.
I've read quite a lot about it, but it'll be good to hear from the social workers.
I need to know what's what before we commit to anything.
Well, I'm already sold, although Rashid's not so sure.
Right.
So where have you come from?
Only Ambridge. It's not too far.
I love Ambridge. Oh, what a beautiful little village.
Yeah, we love it there.
I've been there most of my life.
Oh, I spent Easter at, what's it called? A spiritual home, that's right.
Really?
In a yurt. It was wonderful. The woman who runs it...
That's my sister Kate.
Kate, yes. Oh, my goodness, what can I say about Kate?
I don't know.
What a fantastic, warm, wonderful woman. And so down to earth, you know. Really grounded.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
It's fine, yeah. Oh, looks like they're starting.
Rashid's grabbed some seats. Come and sit with us.
No, thanks. Yeah, that'd be great.
We wouldn't want to impose.
Hiya, Bert. Nice to see you.
Oh, I'm just watching you at Johnny.
I can see. How's he doing?
Oh, fine job. Really fine job for a young'un.
Seatbeds look okay.
Yeah, better than okay, Tony. You looking for David?
Yeah, no, I'm returning a small trailer. Dropped it off in the yard.
Well, he was here a while ago. I had to chuckle when Johnny told him he was using a Stone Age cultivator.
Cheeky so-and-so.
All in good humour, mind. He knows David understands his own land. And all credit to you, your grandson will go far. He's got away with that tractor.
That means a lot coming from you, Bert.
Oh, I mean it. And working with Adam will be good experience for him. Especially all them gadgets that they've got at home farm now.
He can't wait to get his hands on all the tech.
Oh, you've got to stay up to date. Now more than ever, eh?
I suppose so. Oh, well, I'm off down the Bull in a minute. If you fancy a pint, I'd be happy to buy you one.
Oh, it's very decent of you, Tony. I've got to, I've just got to talk to someone. Then I'll join you for a drink.
She didn't pull her punches, did she?
No. I mean, I knew the kinds of upbringing some of these kids come from, but still...
Sorry, Ian, did you say tea or coffee?
I'll rest the tea, please.
Can't be worse than the coffee.
Oh, don't forget the biscuits.
As if.
You know, I hadn't really considered the whole neglect aspect.
And its effect on the child, I know. Gemma, the friend who cancelled because she's pregnant, she emailed me this article about nurturing attachments.
Yeah?
So interesting. I'll send it to you if you like.
Yeah, thanks. I think I've got a card here somewhere.
Not that she needs to know any of that now.
It'd still be useful for her, surely.
You're supposed to have given up trying well before you start the process.
Oh, here, that's my email.
Oh, ta. I'm really pleased for her, though. This is such great news.
I guess we're coming at this from a different angle to a lot of other people.
Maybe.
But, I mean, you sound like you can't wait to get started.
Yep, bull at a gate, that's me.
Oh, what a fascinating guy. Here you are, Sean. Biscuits.
I didn't mean the whole packet.
Well, they're not all for you.
They were going fast, so we grabbed them.
Right, well, guard them for a minute, then. I'm just nipping to the loo.
Here's your tea, Ian.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that bloke was amazing.
Who was that?
We were chatting to an adoptive dad. The organisers have invited a few people who have been through the process.
Yeah, he had some tough times, but he never gave up.
No, he didn't. Whatever happened?
You know, I always thought my childhood was so ordinary. Well, deadly boring, basically. But some of the stories today...
Yeah, I mean, we were fine till my mum died, then things were tough for a while, but I mean, we always had family around.
Whereas these kids are just stuck in the system, especially the older ones. Such a shame.
It's nice they're being so upfront about everything.
Yeah, even the hard bits. You know, I had no idea the whole process took so long.
You need to know we've got the endurance.
Yeah. From what we've heard, I reckon we're going to need it.
Yeah. Scary prospect, isn't it?
Ah, there you are. What are you doing hidden in the corner?
We got private discussions to have, Bro.
Oh, yeah, all right. You've got a point. It's only a few days till the flower and produce.
Bulls as ears.
Ah, now, I was having a think last night about your suggestion.
Ah, so we join forces to stop Cecil Jackson winning everything, which he will, with a look through his garden.
But you said we'd only enter our veg in certain categories.
Yeah, whoever's got the best onions, whoever's got the best marrows, whoever's got the best parties.
Yeah, all right, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So we got a deal?
No.
Why not?
Because it doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
Oh, here's Tony. Over here, Tony.
Yes, Fry. We don't want him knowing our business.
He's buying me a drink, if you must know.
Oh, fair dues. Oi, Tony Archer!
You're a bit tucked away here. I thought this corner was more for your courting couples.
Oh, well, not today it ain't. You're going up the bar, are you?
I certainly am. Pint of Shire's bird.
That's very good of you. Thank you very much.
You've still got one there, Joe.
What, this? Oh, no. This one's done.
It's running down your chin, Joe.
Sure as I do nicely, Tar.
Right you are. Won't be long.
Don't look at me like that. Such a gaseous indigestion, this one.
Oh, really?
Now, let's finish our business before he comes back. Now... what's wrong with my plan?
Well, entering fewer categories won't help us win.
Huh?
And besides, how do we decide who's got the better veg? Now, when it comes to onions, that'd be me. Sorry, Joe, but my onions are spot on this year, and with regards to marrows, that'd be me.
My marrows is even better than me onions, Bert Fryan. Don't you forget
it. Oh, Lord.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it was a lot to take in.
Well, this is us.
We're parked at the end. What did you think about what we've heard today?
Well, today's made it all real.
Yeah. I don't know what I expected, but I found the whole session incredibly moving. We've heard about the best and worst of human nature all in a few hours.
Intense, isn't it?
I suppose I was worried how committed I'd feel to an adopted child, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But when I heard about that little boy... what he was like before, how much he's blossomed with his new parents. Those bonds, that attachment. You'd build that together, wouldn't you? You nurture, provide routine and care, and things flourish, don't they?
Yeah, I've definitely been overthinking it.
Yeah, maybe I...
Sorry.
I had to say thank you. They were so brilliant. Aren't you glad we came, Han?
No, I am, actually.
Oh, that sounds positive.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It'd be hard.
No, maybe so.
But really worthwhile.
Hey, you'll let us know how you get on.
Sure, and you too. It's a big thing, isn't it? It'll be good to support each other.
You're on. So drop us a line, OK?
Here we go, gents. Sorry it took so long. I was chatting to poor Cecil.
Poor Cecil?
Oh, yeah. He was very wobbly and pale. Didn't you see him come in?
Oh, you can't see anything back here.
He'd come from the doctors, he said. I think he might have had bad news.
Who do you mean?
Well, I'm not sure I heard right. He's very softly spoken, isn't he?
What did he say? I probably shouldn't repeat it.
Or you can tell us.
We won't breathe a word.
No, no.
Turns out that was his third visit to the doctor's this week. But no more. He said something to Jolene about being gone soon.
What did he mean by that?
Then his face went ashen and she had to give him a brandy on the house.
Oh, that don't sound good.
Keep it to yourselves. But it sounds like he's not long for this world.
Oh, poor Cecil.
Oh, there's David. Need a word about his trailer. Excuse me a minute.
Yeah, thanks for the drink, Tony.
Well, well, well.
Oh, that's some worse kind of news.
Ah.
This could be his last show.
If he makes it to Sunday, does he?
We need to make sure he wins something. Brighten up his final days on this earth. Maybe we should pull out.
Do what?
Well, only in certain categories, like you said. We'll just enter a few this year rather than all of them. Give the old boy a chance. Come on, Joe, have a heart.
All right. There's a fellow gardener, I suppose that's the least he deserves. But only certain categories, mind.
Nice couple.
Yeah, very. And such a range of people. All with a common purpose. Sean's right. It's a big thing. Life-changing.
Yeah. We've got a lot of thinking to do. Yeah, you're clear my way.
Thanks.
Well, I spoke to the young woman by the door. Did you see her?
Green dress, dark hair?
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, she was adopted when she was around 2 years old.
What did she say?
I mean, all really positive, but she had 6 placements when she was in care, and some children have more, apparently. I mean, can you imagine being shifted from pillar to post like that while you're still in nappies?
I mean, Brian, well, he did his best, but you need to engage with kids, try and understand them. It was a different time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But actually, you know what struck me today was how much sadness there was.
Sadness? Well, I thought everyone was really positive. I mean, sure, the process is complicated and in-depth.
Yeah, it has to be.
But we've got a lovely home in a fantastic little village with friends and family around us. If this is something we do decide to pursue, well,
we've got a lot to talk about.
Loads to discuss, obviously. But, you know, I can really see the possibilities.
Mrs. Aldridge, hello.
Oh, hi, Lexi, you're here. And how are you getting on?
Slowly. It's taken me most of the day to finish 2, and that's only the inside.
And these are the last of the men's caravans.
Mm-hmm. They're a bit more challenging. Is that the word?
Challenging sounds like exactly the right word. Well, I was hoping you'd be finished tomorrow, so Adam can sort them out before the weekend. What do you think?
Oh, he said I had till Friday.
Well, he wanted to give you Friday off for working so hard this week. Paid, of course.
Oh, really? That would be fantastic.
Yes, well, I thought you'd be pleased. So, how about I pop back late afternoon tomorrow to check them all and sign them all off?
Oh, yes, okay.
Oh, good girl. Well, I'd better go. I'm taking a birthday card over to Brookfield and then I need to finish planning my desserts for Sunday's show. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks. Oh, Mrs. Aldridge.
Yes?
Please, can I have more bin bags? I've used the last one.
I'll drop some over. There are usually some crates under the caravans.
Yes. I'll use them for now. Oh, dear.
Lexi, how are you getting on? Now, there's only a 7:30 showing, so if I pick you up in a couple of hours, we'll have enough time to park and get in before the film starts.
Sorry, Roy, I won't be done by then.
What?
Mrs. Aldridge wants all the caravans clean by tomorrow night now, so I'll have to stay late.
Well, that's not fair. Adam said Friday, didn't he?
Yeah, he's going to give me Friday off, paid.
Oh, really? That's good of him, I suppose. Well, I was hoping to have Friday off as well.
So we could spend the day together, maybe?
Yeah, that would be great.
The last few caravans are in a terrible state, Roy. Inside and out. It's going to take me forever.
There we go, Grant. Can you manage?
Yes, dear. I'm fine.
I hope I haven't bored you too much about the adoption.
I'm pleased you felt you were able to talk to me about it, Adam.
Oh, right.
When your mother told me, I know she was expecting me to disapprove.
Ah.
Once upon a time, I might have done. But I think you'll make an excellent father, Adam. I've always thought that.
Have you? Oh, thanks, Gran. That means a lot.
Now we'd better get Hilda inside.
Yeah.
I was lucky Alistair had an appointment free. Oh, is that Harrison? Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Woolley. Adam.
Afternoon.
Nice to have some sunshine, eh?
Autumn sunshine is always the prettiest.
You go on in, Gran. I'll bring Hilda.
Oh, she looks quite sweet in a basket.
She is sweet and much misunderstood. I'll see you inside, Adam.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mrs. Woolley.
I didn't know you had a pet, Harrison. Or is this an official visit?
Oh, neither. I'll drop by to talk about nets tonight.
Oh, pass me those gloves, can you? On the other side.
Oh, yeah. Tools for the job, eh?
Yeah, I find industrial-grade gloves come in handy, especially where Hilda's involved.
Well, I don't blame you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm glad I've seen you, mate, because I'm working my way around the village talking to the cricket team. No one seems to be responding to my texts.
Don't take it personally. Everyone's just fed up with Sunday's result.
I know, and that's why I want a really good turnout at Nets later, so we can talk about it properly. Can you make it?
I'm not sure. I've had to take an hour out to bring Gran now. The rest of the family was suddenly unavailable.
I wonder why.
But I'll do my best, okay?
Hurry up, Adam. Alistair's nearly ready.
Good luck, mate.
Okay, Hilda. Let's get you inside.
Hey, Lexi.
Roy.
Oh, what's that smell?
Disgusting, isn't it?
I saw some ladies' underwear in the crate outside. I thought this was a bloke's caravan. Oh, right. Whose caravan was it?
Constantin and Victor.
Right.
They were busy boys. Too busy to pack all their things from the looks of it. There's a pair of ripped jeans and some DVDs. The less said about them, the better, I think. So, what are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd lend a hand. That way we might make the film.
Really? That's so kind of you. You don't mind cleaning?
I've done me share of chambermaiden over the years, you know.
Of course you have.
I can't believe I ever thought you'd be interested in Constantin.
I must have been the only woman that wasn't.
Oh, hang on. Constantin. Oh, it wasn't him, was it? That Phoebe, you know... Right, enough said. Do you think this is where they...
If it upsets you, you honestly don't have to help me. I don't mind.
Of course I'm helping. As Phoebe said, none of me business. And I really want us to see this film. Now, I'll do the outside, shall I? Just get the hose on him.
There is one by the tap. Thank you so much.
Oh, the smell, that's appalling. Right, well, let's crack on.
I'm very grateful you squeezed us in.
No problem. Is Adam joining us?
No, he said he'd rather wait outside. Oh, Hilda, really. Sorry, she's not keen on her basket.
Well, very few are. So, Mrs. Ogden, what's up with you?
Well, I know it's what cats do, Alistair. But it seems Hilda has quite an extreme killing instinct.
Oh, she's been bringing you some gifts, has she?
All the time. When she brings a little robin or a blackbird, well, it breaks my heart. Oh, why does she have to be so bloodthirsty? It sounds silly, but I was hoping you might have some advice. I mean, it certainly isn't hunger.
Millions of birds are killed by cats every year, I'm afraid. It's quite depressing.
Yes, it is.
I can suggest a few things to try. There are cat bibs.
Bibs?
Sounds mad, but they can work. If they stay on, that is. Otherwise, various collars.
Oh, with a bell? Is that what you mean?
Well, you can get them with flashing lights, electronic beepers, anything you like nowadays, I imagine. But we do have one somewhere with a traditional bell.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Ah, here we go.
Oh, that'll warn the bird she's coming. How clever.
I'll get the nurse to look up the price for you. So, if that's everything, Peggy?
There is one small thing.
Yes?
You see, I don't imagine that Hilda will entirely appreciate a collar. So, who's going to put it on her?
I see your point.
We'll get started soon, OK? Thanks, everyone, for coming. It's great to see such a good turnout.
We're all worried about the Darrington match, Harrison, especially after Sunday's disaster.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I want to talk about. Actually, I was using Little Croxley to try out some new ideas, and I'm confident that our strategy is improving.
Really?
Seriously, but, you know, these things take time to bed in. And then Will Grundy came to see me yesterday with these dossiers for you all. Oh, come on, now give him a chance, will you? Can you pass these round, Adam? And, Lily, can you give those out at the back? Thanks.
Thanks, but what are they?
Just some reading.
Sorry, I'm late.
You're just in time. For you. Johnny, here, take one for Tom.
What is it? Too busy for homework.
Will's done some excellent research on the Darrington players.
Really?
Chris, pass the rest on.
So, this is a list of their strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, it's very detailed. Almost MI5 standard.
Has he done it for every player?
Yeah, looks like it.
Will's put a lot of work in.
Yeah, to make up for the trouble he's caused, I assume.
Probably.
Right, so you've each got a copy, so please study it at home, and then we'll be in a much better position when it counts. Is that okay with everyone?
Forewarned and all that.
Oh, there's some for Anisha and Rex. Because if it helps us beat Darrington, we may as well do this properly.
Hear, hear.
It's good, though. Your footsteps in the... What was it?
Footsteps in the sand. Well, that's the English, obviously. I saw it twice when it first came out. It's my favourite.
Never seen a Bulgarian film before.
I've got one more load of rubbish to do. How are you doing?
Yeah, nearly done now. Yeah, the...
Oh, no! What's happened? Turn it off!
It won't turn off, the stupid... Turn the tap off, it's going all over me. Lexi, don't just stand there.
Where is my phone?
Don't you dare, just turn it off!
Well, everywhere is clean now.
Including my jeans.
Oh, come with me, I'll get you a towel.
But you didn't put the collar on her, did you, Mum?
No, Alistair managed it. With some help, of course. Oh. I think the whole surgery got involved in the end. But I'm so pleased. It's the perfect solution.
Well, perhaps not the perfect solution.
Pardon, dear? The signal keeps going.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm walking and talking. Dropping in some bin bags to the pickers' caravans. Oh, that girl Lex is supposed to be cleaning them. Well, I can't see her, though. Just a lot of water.
Oh, dear.
Oh, honestly, place is in a worse state now than when I left it. Hello? Oh. Where is she?
Where are you now, dear?
Oh, in one of the caravans.
And is it clean?
Well, yeah. Seems acceptable. Oh, now, let's try the bathroom.
Well...
Not bad, actually.
I can't hear you, Jennifer.
Oh, hold on, Mum. Somebody's coming.
I'm really not happy about this.
Stop talking and take your trousers off.
Oh no.
Everything all right, dear?
Oh, Mum, help me.
What's wrong, Jennifer?
And your underwear.
Oh,
I can't.
Oh, please, no.
Stop being such a drama king.
Queen.
Get them off.
Oh!
Oh, Jennifer!
Jennifer, what's happening?
I'm not looking. No, I'm not looking. Oh, heavens.
Mrs. Aldridge, it's not...
Jenny, are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine, Mum. It's just a terrible misunderstanding.
Jennifer! I was using the hose and... It's not what you think. I was just looking for some trousers. Jennifer!
Oh, no. She's actually running.
Oh, this is awful.
I think Mrs. Aldridge might need a lie down.
And me and all. Oh, blimey. Can you just stop laughing?
Here you are.
Oh, wow, this sums today up completely. I'm now the latest in a long line to get into Constantine's trousers.
Jeans!
Ah, I thought I heard the tractor.
I was fetching straw bales. Oh, what have you broken?
Old glassware, that's all. Breaks too easily.
Well, I just wondered how things were with you and Kitty after Tracy...
Yeah, thanks for bringing Tracy.
But she brought me. I wasn't going to come. Anyway, have you had your hair cut or something? You look a bit weird.
Oh, thanks, Pip. Yeah, I combed it. That's all. Got a meeting at 4.
Well, I assume you're not going like that.
My suit's hanging up behind you.
Ah, okay. What's your meeting for?
New supplier for the glassware. Other side of Borchester, I think.
You'll need one if you keep breaking them. You do realise it's nearly 3:30.
What? Really?
Yeah, you better get cracking. I'll get your suit.
Oh, cheers, yeah. Hey, could you find the postcode while I change? I haven't got my phone.
Oh, you haven't lost it.
It slipped down the seat in Kitty's car.
Oh, I don't want to know.
The front seat.
No, it's none of my business. All right. What's this supplier called?
Mum, have a breather.
Sorry. Oh, yes, all right. Well, just for a minute.
You just did 10 lengths straight off.
Well, I'm trying to blank out the image of Roy in that caravan.
Is it working?
Why is it always me interrupting people? I've only just got the image of Lillian and Justin out of my mind, and now this? Oh, who next? Susan and Neil, Shooter and Alistair.
Now you know how I felt about Phoebe that time.
Yes, I do.
Anyway, you won't have to worry about me. I'm far too knackered for romance. This year's taken so much out of me.
You made a real success of Spiritual Home, darling.
Much to Dad's surprise. And everyone else's come to that.
I always knew you'd pull it off.
Did you? Oh, thanks, Mum.
And thank you for today. Peaceful afternoon at Grey Gables is exactly what I needed.
Mm. The only thing is, I may have left my purse at home.
Oh, well, perhaps you can pay me back when I get home.
Yeah, of course.
I hope this relationship of Roy's doesn't adversely affect poor Phoebe.
Hmm. Well, Phoebe is probably right now sat in her bikini at a beach bar. She's not worrying about Roy's love life. Or her mother's milestone birthday, I might add.
No, well, she was terribly upset to be missing that, darling. Oh, I'm dreading seeing Lexi this afternoon.
Well, I tell you what, you pay for the facials and I'll check on Lexi for you.
Would you?
Then you can enjoy a nice relaxing coffee here after your facial. I'll text you when everything's ready to inspect.
Oh, thank you, darling. That is extremely kind.
Oh, look. Is that Roy in his swimmers?
No, where?
Just kidding.
Oh!
Oh, I'm not going to make it, am I?
You'll be fine. It's just off the bypass. Your sat-nav will have no trouble.
Can you pass my shirt?
Oh, I always like this shirt.
Oh, Kitty hates it.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Your chest hair, where's it gone?
Manscaped, Pip. All the modern men do it.
Do they? You better get some cream for that razor burn.
Yeah, shirt, please.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's why you look weird. You've manscaped your eyebrows, too.
Yeah, well, Kitty thought I was too wild man of the woods.
Oh, wow. Look, now, I know it's none of my business, but you really could do better, you know.
I know, yeah.
So why are you with her?
It was amazing to start with, but to be honest, she is a bit of a nightmare.
So finish it.
I can't.
But sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind.
Cruel, yeah.
But listen... I'd better get these bales home. I hope you make your meeting in time. Life's too short to be miserable in a relationship, Toby.
Yep. Thanks for your help.
Hi, Jennifer. How was the facial?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, Kirsty said you were booked in.
Ah, and now I'm enjoying a relaxing latte. Don't suppose you've got time to join me, have you, Ian?
Well, I've been rushed off my feet all day, so yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, can I get you a coffee?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I've been dying to hear how you thought Tuesday went.
Well, I'm a bit blown away by it, to be honest. We got info packs, links to websites, a whole reading list, and the people were lovely. Aww. Adam hasn't stopped talking about it since.
He seems very enthusiastic.
Well, he's planning it already. I take a break from work to look after him or her while he continues up at the farm. I mean, obviously we'll share the parenting.
Mm, of course.
And he thinks an older child is the way to go.
Oh, you mean school age?
Yeah, possibly. But, I mean, I wanted to
ask about when Rory came to you?
Rory? Oh, yes, I see.
Well, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, of course it is, yeah.
See, Adam told me about it, but I just wanted to ask from your perspective. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to pry.
Oh, but... I am happy to talk about Rory. He was 4.
And what, did you find it easy to bond with him?
Well, nothing was actually easy. It was a very difficult time. I suppose I should have resented him because of... But it wasn't his fault, was it?
Oh, not at all.
He was grieving for his mother, poor little boy. But the minute I saw him, my heart went out to him.
Well, I mean, I was distraught when my mum died and I was a teenager. Mm.
It took simply ages for him to even start trusting us. But he was a sweet, thoughtful little boy, and he'd been brought up in a loving home.
You've such a lovely relationship with him now.
Yes, we do, actually. I don't pretend to be his mother, but he thinks of me as a stepmom, I suppose, which is what it should be.
Well, but how long do you think it took to bond?
We had our ups and downs, and it was a good few months before I'd actually say we bonded, whatever bonded means. Hard to analyse these things.
Oh, Rory's a credit to you now. He's a really bright, determined lad.
Oh, thank you, Ian. Glad you think so. He is, he's a lovely boy, and yes, he's very determined, bordering on stubborn.
Really?
Yes. And I hate to say it, but he's a lot like Brian.
Yeah, Roy's quite predictable, whereas, you see, I'm more of a free spirit.
Sorry, I just need to wash this bit.
Oh.
This is the last one, then you can text your mother to come and check.
Oh, I've already texted her. They look sparklingly clean, Lexi. You've done a great job. So, anyway, what to say about Roy?
You don't need to say anything, Kate. I know him quite well now.
So I heard. Mum was mortified.
I didn't mean that.
Practically sprinted home. Which caravan was it?
That wasn't what happened.
Don't
we
worry,
weren't...
it takes a lot more than that to shock
But we me. Honestly weren't
Very
doing it.
Very daring for Roy. He's obviously smitten.
Right. Clean inside and outside. So would you like to check?
Me? Oh, heavens no. Mum will do that. Oh, speak of the devil. Did you have a nice relax?
Yes, I did. But you were taking so long. Afternoon, Lexi.
Hello. All the caravans are done, except for mine and Andre's, of course.
Yes, of course.
Oh, and don't worry, Mum. Roy's at work, so there's no chance of seeing...
No, Kate!
I've been working since 7, so I'll go now. It is still okay for me to have tomorrow off.
Yes, it's fine. And I'll see you on Monday.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, she's lovely. So here's the list of repairs.
Well, keep it.
Sorry?
Well, you can inspect the caravans and collate the repairs and then tell Adam.
Me?
Yes. You did say you'd help, Kate. I'd be grateful if you did for once.
Kitty, you said be honest. I'm sorry. Oh, you're a nice girl, okay?
That could have gone better. But... you. Come on, Pip. Answer.
Hey, Toby, what are you up to?
Heading for a bench on the green. Where are you? Hang on. I can see lights and, yep, there's a cow, so that would be the milking parlour. Am I right?
Just finished milking. I'm propping you on the shelf while I wash down.
Well, anyway, it's done.
What is?
I was brutally honest.
Wait, just hang on a minute.
And I finished it. I finish with Kitty! Like you said, life's too short.
What? Wait, sorry, girls. Toby's dumped his girlfriend. Well, they're proof.
Very reassuring.
How did you get your phone back?
She kind of threw it at me.
Oh, no.
Luckily, I'm a solid catch. They should have me back on the cricket team.
Well, how did you do it?
Lightning reflexes.
No, I mean, how did you finish it with her?
Well, I was glad I saw you today.
Why?
Because I remembered how you dumped me. Sudden, no warning, like a rapier to the heart.
Oh, that's not what happened.
Brutal, but effective.
Oh, Toby.
So I took a leaf out of your book. Now Kitty is officially dumped.
But you're okay about it?
I don't know. I feel guilty, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, you will.
But it was the right thing to do.
Definitely.
Hey, I nearly forgot. I'm getting a team together for the pub quiz next week, if you fancy it.
off.
Yeah, great. I'll give you a ring.
Oh, Toby, put your phone nearer to your face, can you?
Eh? Like that?
Yeah, a bit higher. Yeah. Closer. Thanks.
What was that?
I'm sending you a screenshot of your new eyebrows.
No, why?
To remember what a lucky escape you've had.
Sorry, Ian, can I sit with you for a minute?
Yeah, of course. I'm waiting for Adam.
I'm meeting Roy, but it's quite loud at the bar.
It's the Borchester Rugby Club.
I have been chatted up by a boy young enough to be my son.
Yeah, I saw.
My daughters would have liked him, I think.
That must be tough being so far away.
Nah, so long as they're okay, I'm okay.
And do they say if they're not?
I only have to hear their voices to know something's wrong.
Really?
Mothers and daughters, I think. It's like, what's the cord from a baby?
The umbilical?
Yes, the umbilical cord is still there. Emotionally, anyway.
Hey, you two!
Hi, Kit.
Oh, look, there's Roy. Roy!
I'd better go get him. Nice to talk to you, Ian. Bye, Kate.
Hi. Bye. We'll catch up soon.
Oh, I've been having a great chat with the rugby coach. He keeps buying me G&Ts. And by the way, I'm over the moon about you adopting.
Well, we haven't really started yet.
Parenting is much simpler than you think. It just comes down to instinct, actually. You just have to trust your instincts.
Yeah?
Yeah. Phoebe and I were almost like the same person when she was born. And again, with Nolly and Zippo. Oh, babies are so wonderful. You just tune into each other and share a rhythm.
And you can develop that with an older child, too.
I expect so. It never leaves you. Shouldn't, depending on what else is going on.
So, that's a yes?
Oh, definitely. Oh, please don't worry, Ian. You'll take to parenting like a duck to water, like I did. Ooh, the rugby coach is back from Lewis, getting me another G&T. Whatever you decide, it'll be right for you. And you'll be amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. So everybody keeps saying.
You haven't seen him?
Sorry, Johnny, not since breakfast.
He hasn't signed the form and my tutor wants it before the weekend.
Hang on. I'm just turning the last cheese.
I'm due back at Home Farm now.
Right, all done. Have you asked Mum?
I tried, but she's doing something with a gooseberry jam.
Binning it, I hope.
Well, that's going to happen. Did they give a last prize at the flower and produce?
They might have to. Anyway, Dad's fetching Henry from school later, so I'll catch him then. Where will you be?
Drilling wheat with Adam. I'm getting good now.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Well, look, I'll make sure he signs the paperwork today.
Thanks, Helen.
Okay.
Hiya.
And I'll get it over to you later.
Get what over?
Oh! Where did you come from?
The front path. I'm sorry, did it startle you?
Honestly, Ian, you'll have to borrow Hilda's collar if you're going to creep up on people like that. Right, well, wait me a sec. I'll just get my overalls off and then we can go for a cup of tea.
Here you go. Is that too weak?
Oh, no, it's good. Thanks.
What are you doing?
Oh, looking at Bulgarian recipes. Panitsa. See? My girl's favourite.
Ooh, makes my mouth water just looking at it.
Why did Kathy ring? You got to go into work?
No, thank goodness. But I have got to check on a few things. Can you pass me laptop?
Sure.
She phoned to talk about a para sport event we've been asked to host all town.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's a networking thing.
Oh, great.
The trouble is, the organisers don't know yet how many people with disabilities might turn up. So if we say yes now, then it turns out we haven't got enough accessible toilets, for example.
Right, that would be a disaster.
Exactly. I mean, anyway, you like baking then?
Oh, yeah. I used to bake all the time.
You can always do some here.
Really? You and Kirsty wouldn't mind?
Mind? We'd love it. Oh, so long as we can sample it, obviously.
Oh, that would be amazing, Roy.
Right. The other thing was the housekeeping budget. It's supposedly underspent, which means something's not been entered on the system. Oh, hang on.
Wait, what is that?
Nothing.
Let me see.
No, it's a spreadsheet I need to delete.
Is that the one Kirsty was talking about?
Kirsty?
Your dating spreadsheet.
Oh, no, she didn't tell you about that.
Come on, Roy, let me look.
Really?
Wait, such a lot of names.
How many dates did you have?
Too many. I'd lost all reason by the end, as you can see.
This column's the names, then when you met.
Yep.
Yes or no to meeting again?
That's right.
Mostly no's. And pros and cons?
Yeah, good things and bad things. But it's really boring. Can I have the laptop back? Right?
Pauline. Okay, what was good about Pauline? Traveled a lot. Ah, so you like women who travel.
I must do. Are you finished?
No, because I want to see the bad thing about the well-traveled Pauline. Ah, okay. Too hippie.
Who cares about Pauline?
So wait, she wore a kaftan. Or she had flowers in her hair?
No, nothing like that.
She drove a hippie car. But sang hippie songs? No. Bare feet.
Lexi.
Tell me, how was Pauline too hippie?
She had big hips.
So these friends were trying a few years ago?
Yeah, they had this sort of bid for children.
Bid for them?
Yeah, and they kept losing out to other adopters. It was heartbreaking. I mean, they're fine now. Got a lovely little girl, but still.
Wow. That doesn't put you off? Oh, sorry.
Ma, I told Adam, but he says he's expecting it to be hard work. I mean, that was definitely the message at the information event. Is everything okay?
Oh, it's just Dad to say, yeah, he's signed Johnny's forms, thank goodness. So, you don't mind giving up work, Ian?
No, I can get adoption leave, check with Kathy. Or, if I quit, maybe I'd start a catering business when things settle down.
Great.
No, Adam was really half-hearted last week, Helen. I mean, he only considered it at all because of me.
Right.
But it's just fantastic. He's so keen now.
And you've ruled out surrogacy this time?
Well, we don't need to do it if we're adopting. I mean, okay, you know, we won't get a baby. That's very unlikely, but that's fine.
It's just, you were so excited when Mads agreed.
Yeah, but then it went wrong, didn't it? And Adam says we can't go through that again.
No, it was terrible. But, as I remember, a big part of that for you was having a baby that was your own flesh and blood.
Was it?
Ian, you know it was.
Well, it's fine now. I just want a child. It's as simple as that, Helen.
Johnny, you finished now?
Everything's okay, what I've done.
What do you think?
I don't know, I kept it all straight. Okay on the headlands, but what can I do better, Adam? There must be something.
Okay, if you push me, then maybe slow down a little. You'll get a finer seed bed.
Okay.
Hey, Johnny. Oh, hi, Adam.
Oh, yeah? Right, I've got paperwork to do. Then I'm getting off. Ian's cooking a curry.
Yeah, he's cooking Thai curry. I saw him.
Really?
Oh, you're making me hungry.
He was all right, was he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you don't sound too sure.
No, he was fine.
Okay, cheers, Helen.
Okay, bye.
See you Monday, Johnny.
Right and early.
Yeah, great.
And here you are.
Oh, he signed it. Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks, Helen. I wasn't sure he would. He and Graham weren't too impressed, were they?
Well, it was a bit sudden, that's all. Anyway, Bert's been singing your praises, apparently. He's the expert. Dad was proud as punch.
Yeah? I hope Tom doesn't mind strawing the arcs when I'm not there.
No, do him good to get his hands dirty.
Right, I'd better scan this and email my tutor.
Okay.
Adam says I can have a go on the drones next week.
Oh, that's exciting.
I can't wait.
But, Johnny, don't forget, not everyone thinks like us about farming. And don't stay away too long, okay? Kind of missing you.
That should be ready now. Let's see.
Smells wonderful. There's a rack somewhere.
Oh, thanks.
Can't believe we've actually got a day off together.
It took a lot of hard work.
And even more embarrassment. I've got to tell Jennifer what really happened in the caravan.
She won't believe you, Roy. She couldn't meet my eyes yesterday. And Kate...
Typical Kate.
I don't want to clean another caravan for a long time.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Although, I expect I'll end up cleaning mine and Andre's before we go home.
Yeah, I suppose you will.
Shall I cut you a bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There.
Okay. Ooh, hot.
And?
Amazing, Lexi. Oh, give me some more.
You sure?
Delicious. Mm. Really different.
You know, when I worked at the wedding venue in Sofia, my boss had a disability. Army injury, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of his friends were in wheelchairs too, guys he'd met in rehabilitation.
Right.
So, he had his wedding in our ballroom, but booked all the downstairs rooms in our hotel next door.
Okay. You're saying book all the downstairs bedrooms for daytime use?
It worked for us.
Well, the en-suites are all disabled-friendly, yeah. It's not a bad idea.
Now, are you sure about these, or should I cook another batch?
Oh, they're lovely. You should enter them on Sunday.
Really? In the flower and produce show?
Yeah, you'll give Jennifer Aldridge a run for her money.
Yes. I think she dislikes me enough. Maybe a little more won't hurt then, will it?
Ah, you're out here. I couldn't find you.
Yeah, I thought the salad could do with some basil.
I tasted the curry. It's delicious. Look, sit down for a moment. It's such a lovely evening.
Oh, I'll get you a glass of wine. I've left it to breathe.
Please, Ian, sit down.
But it won't take a minute.
I'm asking you to join me. We need to talk.
Okay.
You only cook Thai curry when you're stressed.
Adam, that's ridiculous.
So, tell me, please, what's up?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Helen's worried about you.
Helen? Well, why? What did she say?
She didn't say anything. I could tell.
Well, look, she doesn't need to worry. Neither do you.
It has to be the adoption. Am I right? I'm not moving till I get an answer. Come on here.
Oh, look, I know everything's been going round and round in my head since the information event.
Me too. And if you're concerned that I'm not committed, then don't be. I really think we can do this and do it well. Even Gran's being supportive. I'm starting to feel like it's a no-brainer.
But are we strong enough?
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure you thought I was the weak link, but seriously, I'm not.
No, maybe I am.
Sorry.
It's such a tough process.
Look, Rashid felt the same on Tuesday, but he was overthinking it. We're bound to have doubts, but the process will help us explore them.
Yeah, we'd have to talk about everything, Adam, and I mean everything. Our history, relationships, the intimate stuff, you know?
Yeah, look, I'm not saying it'll be easy, but we've dealt with that, haven't we? Charlie and everything.
Yeah, but what will they think, though? The social workers and everyone?
Well, if only perfect people can adopt, there won't be any takers.
It's not that. Well, not really. I just think we might be jumping the gun.
Okay, now I'm confused.
Look, okay, the biggest thing I felt on Tuesday was all the sadness in the room.
Yeah, you said that, but I honestly only sensed positivity.
You know, some of those couples have tried for a baby for years. Take Shan. I mean, she was obviously still grieving for the baby she'll never have.
Yeah, but she can have one through adoption, whereas older children don't get the same.
Yeah, but we haven't closed that door yet, you know?
So, you want to adopt a younger child, to a three-year-old, do you mean?
No, Adam. I'm saying that we haven't tried for our own baby.
Okay, so you're talking about surrogacy again.
All my instincts are screaming at me to try it. I mean, I wouldn't expect you to be the donor. That's something I'd do.
You were devastated when Mads changed her mind.
Yeah, I'm stronger now. And we'd look into it properly. Find out the best way.
Yeah, sorry. I'm finding this quite hard to take in.
So, look, we have to be honest, Adam. Like they said on Tuesday, if we're not both totally committed, then it won't work for you or me or a child.
I agree, but why...
I mean, but our own baby. I know you've got reservations, but to me, it really would be the most amazing thing in the world. That's honestly how I feel.
Okay.
Isn't it worth a try? I mean, what's stopping us?
Surrogacy is totally different.
But it might be better. What do you think?
I don't know.
Because we've both got to want this.
Look, Ian, if you're absolutely certain...
I am more than certain.
Then... Okay, sure. If this is what you want, then... Well, that's what we'll do.
This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.